Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
It's going to be a great day. Congratulations to Paul McCartney with his first number one album in over 36 years.
How does that happen? Why this one? I mean, he's put out some other ones. Maybe sometimes you just get the right week where Kanye's not
talking. Maybe all the terrible interviews he did with too much information that nobody needed to know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I blocked it out already. I'd rather we not talk about it.
Terrible.
I can't name the last new Paul McCartney song I liked. I didn't like 4 or 5 seconds with Kanye and Rihanna. Sorry. Not sorry. But some of the songs on this album I really like. We're playing them on the HD2 station. Y98's HD2 station.
It's a good one.
It's the best station no one listens to.
My brother-in-law loves it.
I know.
He's obsessed with it.
The people who love it listen to it all day.
And my hairdresser, Aletha.
And that's like 7 people in St. Louis.
I think if they know about it, they would love it.
Yeah, how do you get it?
Well, a lot of people don't have HD radios in their car. If you do, it's 98.1 HD2.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you can listen to it online. The radio.com app.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Number one movie at the box office this weekend, Predator. Surprised A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick didn't do so hot.
I'm surprised too. I thought it looked like the best movie that came out this weekend.
I know. It came in third with $16 million. The Nun beat it, which came out last week. Then White Boy Rick came in fourth and Crazy Rich Asians in fifth.
You know there's like comedy in that simple twist movie or
A Simple Favor?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paul Feig.
Yeah, yeah.
Directed it. And he's totally a comedy guy.
Yeah. He directed Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Spy, Office, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. The Emmys are tonight. Were the Emmys on a Monday last year?
I don't remember.
Is this a new thing? I don't remember either. It used to always be on Sunday nights. People are trying to make a big deal about how Les Moonves is not invited to the Emmys. CBS didn't invite him, even though he oversaw 18 programs that are nominated this year. They say it's a non-issue. He hadn't attended the Emmys in several years, and each network gets a certain number of tickets. He doesn't get one.
Yeah.
There you go. But the categories are stacked. It's nuts. Okay, let's go through the comedies tonight. Glow, Barry, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Then you have Silicon Valley, Atlanta, Blackish, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. The dramas, I mean, even crazier. Handmaid's Tale, which won last year. Game of Thrones won the 2 years before that. This Is Us.
Wow.
The Americans. And then The Crown, Stranger Things, and Westworld.
Whoa.
Who do you pick?
I don't know.
Wow.
Like, can we just give the Emmy to all of them?
Because they're all great shows.
No kidding. And like Tim has said, this is the...
We live in a golden age of television.
We really do.
We're so lucky.
I'm surprised Ozark didn't get anything.
Oh, yeah.
No love. Did Jason Bateman get a nomination?
Maybe that's next cycle because it just came out. It just came out.
Well, when did last year's season come out? Did it miss the cut?
I don't know.
I think last year's season maybe missed the cut because August would have been too late.
I think it was before summer. Because everybody was talking about it when I was at the lake.
And it probably missed the cut, and that's always weird, because I remember, like, shows would go off the air. Like, Frasier would win, like, 2 years after it had been off the air because of where it fit. It's bizarre the way the Emmys work like that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I started watching The Sinner. You were a fan of that one.
Oh, yeah, with Jessica Biel.
It's heavy, man.
It is.
I like
a lot.
Dark, but I like dark with like a little bit of a wink and some comedy in there.
No, there's nothing.
No comedy in this one.
No, no.
It'll bum you out.
And the second season, no Jessica Biel. It's like a completely different case, like Fargo and True Detective and all that stuff. So that's on tonight, 7 o'clock on NBC. Colin Jost and Michael Che from Weekend Update on SNL are the hosts for tonight. The first couple to get engaged on The Proposal have split. That is a shocker. Oh. That is just crazy.
Oh,
I like that they split on their vacation.
This is awful. This woman is a horrible human being. Her name's Monica, and she ended up getting engaged to Mike Crow, who is an amputee police officer.
Yes.
Not only were they in Costa Rica on a trip, but it was celebrating his 30th birthday. And in the middle of the vacation, she told him she didn't have feelings for him anymore. Seriously?
She waited until they got to Costa Rica. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Do you know, on that show, The Proposal, do you know which one of them was like behind the curtain? And which
it was
one of
Mike,
them?
I believe.
He was
Mike
behind the curtain
was.
And she was like a contestant? Oh.
But luckily, so many people are invested in his story that he said, I don't know, I think there are going to be good things ahead for Mike.
Hmm.
Speaking of marriage, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, conflicting stories. Some people say they're already married. They got married in the courthouse in New York City last week, and then they're going to do a big church wedding later with family and friends. Others say they just got their marriage license. Other people say that he is going to become a dual citizen of Canada and the United States before they get married. Yeah, he's going to be our responsibility.
Well, what is it, Jen?
I don't know. And Richard Gere. Richard Gere is having another baby.
How old of a guy is he?
Well, I want you to guess.
62.
His wife is...
He's older.
Older.
Wife is 35.
He's 67.
I buy that.
Higher.
No way.
Oh, wow.
69?
Yep.
Wow.
And his wife's 35. He's almost double her age.
Wow, they must really have something special then for them to connect with that age gap. I really envy that. It's impressive.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
I will not bash Richard Gere. He's those rumors, he's been through too much.
Oh, the rumors about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People hear his name and they think of something. It's terrible. I'm just going to be nice to him.
Starting when?
Let me know my policy. I wish him and his new wife the best.
In their future endeavors.
Which aren't going to last more than 20 years.
Well.
Baby, if it's meant to be. Yeah. If it's meant to be.
It'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be.
It'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Predator number one at the box office. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick really surprised. Their movie, A Simple Favor, came in third behind The Nun and only made $16 million. Maybe it'll just take a little while.
Is that disappointing, or are you just saying that because it's third and you thought it would be higher?
I thought it would be higher.
The
Predator, though, you knew that was going to
explode. I know.
But The Predator, they're saying at $24 million isn't even that
it's not
great.
Good. No.
Oh, so it was just a slow weekend in general.
Yeah. We talked earlier this morning about how Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin might be married. They might have just gotten a marriage license. He also apparently wants to become a U.S. citizen. I don't know. Lots of rumors, nothing confirmed. But People Magazine is saying it's official. They married at the courthouse.
Huh.
They did it in New York City, though, which is odd. And apparently all these sources say afterwards they came out and he's like, I love you, babe. And I'm so glad we're married. And
that's a solid,
really, you
good
think he's
Bieber
doing
impression.
That in New York City?
I love you, babe. What you mean, like he, like if they wanted it to be,
hush, hush?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Wait, what did he say again when he came out of the courthouse?
I love you, babe.
I love you, babe.
Hey.
David Harbour from Stranger Things, you know, Hopper, said he would get ordained and officiate a wedding for two fans if they got 125,000 retweets. They did, and it happened.
Awesome.
He seems like a cool guy. And, man, in a shocker to everybody, Becca from The Bachelor, you know, the one that Ari...
Young Becca.
The one he was like...
Becca Martinez.
You're 21. Yep, she's pregnant.
Yeah, we did this last week.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the daddy is, though, right?
No. Yeah, no, we do. Chase
some guy.
Just some guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's engaged to him.
But she's really pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been together for like 7 months.
Mm.
How do it happen? Well, go ask your mom.
Well, that was for Tim, right?
This was pretty cool. A little local schmig. So, sports writer for the Post-Dispatch, Ben Hockman, posted a picture. Did you see this over the weekend? See this picture? Okay.
In the dugout?
Yeah.
He's always posting.
I post a million times, but I mean, that's his job. He posted a picture of two players sitting next to each other on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
One's name is Burr. The other one's name is Hamilton. And he wrote pitcher's duel.
And he's a huge Hamilton nerd,
he
right?
He is a huge Hamilton nerd. So I think that his life was made because Lin-Manuel Miranda retweeted the picture.
Oh,
the picture,
that's awesome.
And wrote, walk less, ...
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Walk less. That's funny. It works both ways.
Primetime Emmy Awards are on tonight on NBC. Colin Jost and Michael Che from SNL's Weekend Update are your hosts. We talked earlier this morning. You can go back and listen to the podcast later on this morning about the really strong nominees for Best Drama.
Man.
There are seven, and I don't know how you pick. I would give it to all of them.
I don't think anybody could be disappointed in whoever wins.
No. Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, This Is Us, The Americans, The Crown, Stranger Things, and Westworld. Man, there is not a bad one in there. They all deserve it.
Thrones.
Yeah.
Mine would be a three-way tie between The Crown, This Is Us, and Handmaid's Tale. Stranger Things, I like Stranger Things, but maybe not the Emmy. Okay, Carrie Underwood. She took a lot of heat over this interview that she did earlier this year. She said, talking about having more children, I'm 35, so we may have missed our chance to have a big family. We always talk about adoption and about doing it when our child or children are a little older. And all these people just tore her apart online, saying she's only 35. She's at a great place in her life professionally and financially to have more kids. Everybody butted into her business. Well, they didn't know the whole story. CBS Sunday Morning, she did an interview yesterday saying she had 3 miscarriages in the past 2 years. Gives her comments a little bit more context now, everybody.
Because people were mad because she was saying, got it.
I think that it was a lot deeper and nobody knew.
Right.
Right. And way to kick her while she's down. She said, if we can never have any other kids, that's okay. I have this amazing life. What can I complain about? I can't.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. And she was mourning it, but wasn't ready, I think, to go and tell her full story. Well, she did announce that she was pregnant in August. And when she had that pregnancy, she was expecting to go into the doctor and have them tell her that she was going to miscarry again for a 4th time. But she is pregnant, and because of that, she's put off her cry pretty tour until next spring. Speaking of children, Woody Allen says he believes Ronan Farrow is his son, but, quote, I wouldn't bet my life on it. Ronan Farrow, you know, there are rumors that Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra are the parents. And if you look at a side-by-side, Tim look at it last week, Ronan Farrow and Frank Sinatra side-by-side. That's not Woody Allen's kid.
It looks just like Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson's grandson, Duke, is going to be in Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out. It's going to be his film debut. The film's called Us. And Avengers Infinity War has ended its box office run, the 4th highest grossing movie in North American box office history.
Wow.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And we'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. But Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Hey, thanks to Lori for the tweet at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me, follow me there during our driving.
Too much. Help me.
Y98, it's time for Entertainment Schmig Celebrity Birthdays. And there are a couple good ones today, I gotta say. And really, I think all of these, we know people who have had crushes on these celebrities.
Oh, really?
At one time or another.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with one I know a lot of my friends have had crushes on. Kyle Chandler. Coach Taylor in Friday Night Lights. He was in Bloodline, too, but I mean, everybody loves him from Friday
Night
Lights.
Haven't we had him on?
Yes.
He
was very nice.
Yes.
But I can recall. I remember, I don't have any thoughts of not liking him,
yeah.
So he must have been nice. Kyle Chandler.
50.
Yeah. I 51.
He was on an episode of Flipping Out, too. Jeff Lewis helped him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 48.
47 was the number I had at first in my head.
53, Kevin's closest.
Wow.
Okay. I know a lot of people love Nate Berkus.
Where's he been?
Yeah.
Designing
he just
stuff for
disappeared.
Target.
I met my brother Kern worked for him for a long time. I met Nate a few times. Very nice.
Uh oh. He might
come
have
on, Kevin.
Him.
What do
I
got to do?
I was in a different.
You met him, but how old is he?
41.
No, he's older than that.
Is he?
47.
You got it.
Wow. Well, he met him. He should know.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Alexander Ovechkin?
Okay.
Won the Stanley Cup this year.
He's the reason
the Capitals.
They're saying the Stanley Cup, we can't do the keg stands because he did a keg stand with it.
Like he's been the only one.
Hockey players are hard because they are young.
Yeah.
But he's been on the Capitals for a long time. That doesn't mean anything because he could have started when he was 18.
29.
32.
27.
33.
Wow. And Guy had a crush on this man.
Oh, Grant Show?
Nope.
Okay.
It's Luis Miguel.
Nope. A different one.
I'm trying to think of all the men he's had crushes on.
Matt Damon.
Nope.
Because he did.
Nope.
Mike Wall?
Give me the first initial.
I'll sing for you. My funny Valentine.
Constantine Maroulis.
And we have another story about Constantine Maroulis, too.
He kind of age shamed Jen.
Yeah, so he's 40.
Oh, I remember.
Three?
Yes!
Yes.
I was
going to
say.
Okay, here's the Constantine Maroulis story, if you don't recall. He came in. He was doing a show at the Muni. Believe it was Joseph and the Technicolor.
And he had a deep V-neck on, and it did not look good.
Like, almost down to his navel.
It was bad. But he was very nice. Let's be honest.
He was nice-ish until he talked about how he was a big Yankees fan. And I had done some research on him, so I knew we were the same age. And I said, oh, man, back in the day, did you eat a Reggie bar? They used to have candy bars called Reggie bars. They were round. And they were Reggie Jackson candy bars. And he's like, no, I wasn't that old. And Courtney said, well, you guys are the same age. And he goes, no, I'm 41. And I said, yeah, I'm 41.
Well, your hair was gray.
My hair was growing back in and I wasn't coloring it. It was gray. But I wanted to say, oh, yeah, and I have gray hair because I had cancer. How do you feel? That's not why I have gray hair.
And you shouldn't be wearing a deep V.
Oh, happy birthday, Constantine.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.